powerfully, I speak affirmations and get the most out of life. He had the time of his life going up that mountain, doing whatever it was that made him happy. Now, did he have to say, "I think I can, I think I can," as he went up the mountain? Not at all. But saying it as he went up the mountain made his trip up the mountain all the more wonderful, all the more fantastic, all the more enjoyable. As we say our affirmations as we go through life, the affirmations are what make life exciting and fantastic. The affirmations are what make life really magnificent for us. Yes, it does. It makes life just so fantastic because it is where we are, what we are, who we are, and what we believe about ourselves. Now, do you believe that you can climb up that mountain if you were that little train? Or were you just climbing up that mountain because that was how the road went? And you had to struggle up that mountain. You had to pull and pull and pull. You had to work so hard, and it seemed as though you might not make it. But you pulled and you pulled and you pulled, and you went up that mountain, and you got up that mountain, and you went over the mountain, and you accomplished your goal. And zippity-doo, you went down the other side, happy as a lark, saying, "I did it, I did it, I did it, I did it." And this is an affirmation. And when we speak these powerful affirmations, when we speak these marvelous affirmations, what we are doing, we are saying to ourselves, life is great. Life is fantastic. Life is joyous. Life is marvelous. Everything in life that we do should be great, marvelous, and joyful. Everything in life that we do should be exciting. Everything in life that we do should be wonderful. Because if it's not wonderful, then life's just not worth living. We all have great adventures in life, and we all have great experiences in life. And as we have these great adventures and these great experiences, what are we doing? Well, we're saying to ourselves, life is wonderful. Oh, yes. Life is wonderful. Anita writes to us from Switzerland, where she is spending time with her mother and sisters and friends. And she said, "You know, at the beginning of my busyness with my jobs, of working at the zoo and picking apples in the orchard and so forth, my jobs were challenging. And when I stopped fighting them and fell in love with every moment and all that I do, I felt so peaceful, and life is indeed cool." Life is indeed cool. And she said, "Magical autumn is out and about. Now back to the orchard and some fun at the zoo where I work." Yes, all of us can have that magical outlook that Anita has as she looks at life. We can all look at the world and say, "Wow, what a beautiful world, what a fantastic world, what a joyous world, what a marvelous world." That's what it's all about, isn't it? Life is wonderful when I powerfully speak my affirmations and I get what I want out of life. I can have all of the blessings in the world poured upon me. And if I say, "Life's terrible, life's terrible," I miss seeing those blessings. I miss enjoying those blessings. I miss enjoying those blessings because my attention was not on them. My attention was not in them. And when my attention was not on them and in them, I didn't have them. Even though they were all around me. Even though people come up, "Hooray, hooray, Herb, you did a good job. Herb, I enjoyed your talk. Herb, you're always so wonderful. Herb, you're fantastic." And I was thinking, "I made a mistake here. Oh, I didn't say what I wanted to say there. And I really misspoke there. And I should have said this and I should have said that. I should have listened to my audience. They're saying to me, 'You're wonderful. You're fantastic. I love to hear you talk.' Your voice is always so wonderful. Everything you have to say is so glorious, so beautiful, so fantastic. Yes! That's the kind of world that you and I can look at every moment of our life if we choose. And as we look at every moment of our life like that, if we look at every moment of our life from that point of view, life is indeed a magnificent, wonderful, glorious adventure, one that we will never run out of. So powerfully I speak affirmations and get the most out of it. I get the most out of life as I speak powerful affirmations. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. It's a wonderful world. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter how we feel, no matter what is our way, we are the ones who choose what we get out of life. Because all about us, the sun can be shining, but if we have our eyes closed, we don't know it. All about us, everyone can be singing songs of joy and harmony and peace and love. And if we have our ears stuffed, or if we're listening to our iPhone, iPod, or if we're listening to the music inside and not listening to the world outside, we don't even realize outside there's a wonderful world going on. And it's only as I powerfully speak my affirmations, it's only then that I get results out of life. It's only then that life has meaning for me. It's only then that all of the things in life are worth living. It's only then that I am master of my world, master of my life, master of everything that goes on in my universe. And as I am master of everything that goes on in my universe, I find joy everywhere. I find peace everywhere. I find love everywhere. Powerfully I speak affirmations and get the most out of life. If I go around looking at the world as a glorious object, as Anita does, if I go around looking at the world as a joyous experience, as Ellen does, Ellen tells us every time she drives into town to go grocery shopping or anything, her heart is so filled with affirmations, her heart is so filled with joy. She is thinking so many happy thoughts. The trip goes so fast, both in and out. And she's having such a fulfilled day, fulfilled life. Ellen lives what she believes. Ellen is what she believes. And Ellen powerfully speaks the affirmations in her heart, of her heart, and she gets the most out of life. You and I speak the affirmations of our heart, and we too get the most out of life. But we only get the most out of life when we speak these affirmations and we know the truth about ourselves. We only get these affirmations out of our own experiences when we know what we're saying. Oh, we may say an affirmation, I don't like it, and we get the result. Or we say the affirmation, I do like it. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's joyous. It's harmonious. And then we get that result out of it. What result do you want out of your life? Speak powerfully the affirmations of truth about yourself. Speak powerfully what it is that you choose. And as you speak powerfully what you choose, that's what you get. That's what you reveal to yourself in your life. That's what you reveal to yourself out of your life. That's what you are. Speak powerfully the affirmations of truth about yourself and get the most out of life. Let every moment of your life be a thrilling monument to goodness, a thrilling monument to love and peace and joy, a thrilling monument to goodness. Yes, let it be that. And when you speak the truth about yourself, you get the results. So today, speak that truth about yourself and get that result in a most magnificent way and realize you're darn good. You really are. know that I love you, I love you, I love you with all my heart and soul and being, every moment of my life. And I see you whole and perfect in every way, in every day. I love you. I love you. I love you.